I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for November 4th, 2013 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lukey?
Here.
Mr. Milner?
Here.
And Mrs. Westfall?
Here.
All seven members of council are present, so a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our council meeting this evening. There are council agendas perhaps still on that table. Looks like the other ones are gone. We do have a prepared agenda. If you have a particular item in the agenda you wish to address council on, please let me know by raising your hand, and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. And at this point, I invite you to join us for our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Hanem.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Mayor, I have an extra copy of the agenda if anybody needs one. We're good? It's fine. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Hanem. We are to agenda item three, additions to the agenda, and I do have a few items to add on. I see that the law director distributed at your seats, it's ordinance 83, 2013. That is the agenda item 5A. That is in response to the public hearing this evening. Also, on the second page, I'd like to add agenda item 17, which would be a proposed resolution honoring the Sylvania Southview High School World Champion Mock Trial Team. And also distributed, I saw this evening, should be information item C, the income tax report through the month of October. Mrs. Westfall?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Members of city council, Mrs. Capalini?
I'd like to add an executive session about property.
Concerning the sale or purchase of property? Okay, we'll make that the last agenda item, whatever that turns out to be. Any additional items? Mr. Lukey?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to, under committee referral, schedule a meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee to discuss the river trail.
Okay, we'll make that 16A. Mr. Brown?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to just have a little time to talk about a handout, an attachment I have on the Asian carp. It can be at the end of the meeting prior to the executive session.
Okay, this is in addition to the ones that were in the packet?
Yeah, I just want to make a couple comments.
Well, let's make that agenda item 18, if that's all right. Seeing no, Mrs. Hussman?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would like to speak briefly about SCATacular.
Make that agenda item 19, SCATacular. Seeing no additional from members of council, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mall?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended. Agenda item four is approval of the meeting minutes from our last meeting on October 21st. Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the Journal of the Minutes from October 21st, 2013, meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that the meeting minutes from our council meeting on October 21st, 2013, be approved as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Moving on to agenda item five, report of the public hearing for Plan Development 3, 2013, concerning the Flower Hospital Master Plan. Report, Mrs. Westfall?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This evening at 6:00, we had a public hearing on Flower Hospital PD number 3-2013. where we had representatives from Flower Hospital Health Care, HCR Manor Care, present the plans for their master development plan amendment, and we opened up the public comment, and council members had the opportunity to, of course, participate as well. And a recommendation out of council is that we move forward with submitting approval of legislation this evening.
The approval process in the city of Sylvania to change the zoning or to grant special use permits or to change a master plan is a lengthy one. Therefore, I instructed the law director to have a proposed ordinance ready tonight if council was ready to entertain it. It has been distributed to you this evening, and if you'd like to present it and pass it tonight, it's available as ordinance 83-2013. Mr. Hanem, what's your pleasure?
I'd like to, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move adoption of ordinance number 83-2013. All members of council having received copies, I will read by title only. Approving the recommendation of the Municipal Planning Commission relative to planned development application number PD-3-2013 of Flower Hospital / HCR MC - Pro Medica JV LLC, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 83-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 83-2013.
Second.
And moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 83-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 83-2013 is approved, as is the Flower proposed master plan. Absolutely.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, President, City Council. I just want to, on behalf of Pro-Medica Flower Hospital and HCR, just thank the City Council, thank the mayor and his staff for your support, and we're excited about this new relationship. As I think you heard earlier tonight, it's new for HCR to be in this community. It's a great partnership with Pro-Medica and Flower, and we're happy to keep that project here and sit in the city of Sylvania. So we're just grateful for your support tonight and just wanted to acknowledge that. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, the gentlemen are going to leave for the evening. That's fine. Thank you for your attendance. I'm going to talk to the students that are sitting behind them. We welcome the students to our council chambers. We had two motions on that ordinance. Our charter requires that all ordinances be read in their entirety three times. And the motion was to waive the second and third readings and to read by title only. That makes sense nowadays because we have Xerox machines and we can post these online in advance. So we don't need to read them publicly three times. So that was the first vote, and you'll see it, you'll hear it again in some upcoming votes. The second ordinance was to pass it as an emergency measure, to pass it in one council session as an emergency measure instead of having three votes on it in three consecutive meetings. If five or more members of council are in agreement, we can pass it in one night, and most council ordinances are passed that way. So that's, and you'll hear those two motions happen again as we go through the agenda. All right, with that, we are ready to move on to agenda item six, which is proposed ordinance 80-2012. This is to create the new part-time position of assistant prosecutor in the city. We have had an assistant prosecutor, you know, before functioning with the city. However, the prosecutors are right now in, at least the assistant prosecutor is in the employ of the law director. As you all know, we're bringing law director in-house beginning the first of the year, so we need to create the position of assistant prosecutor to go along with the position of prosecutor we already have on the books. The salary has been negotiated, and it's built into the budget, and it's built into the non-union employee pay ordinance that you'll see probably at the next meeting. So we would like to create this position so there the current assistant prosecutor knows that she has a position coming forward at the beginning of next year. Well, Mr. Lutke, if you're in favor of this or have any questions, I think we're ready.
No, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to introduce ordinance number 80-2013. revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by creating the new part-time position of assistant prosecutor, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 131, Department of Law, to add the part-time position of assistant prosecutor, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.02E3 to set the salary of the assistant prosecutor at $40 per hour, not to exceed 24 hours per week, effective January 1st, 2014, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 80-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 80-2013.
Second.
It's moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 80-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 80-2013 is approved. Agenda item 7 is proposed ordinance 81-2013, and this is to authorize an agreement between the City of Sylvania and Sylvania Township for the transportation of prisoners between Sylvania Municipal Court and the Lucas County Jail. Let me just relate a short history of this, and it is in the ordinance. This is a transportation service that the county used to provide to the city, I believe, at no cost. And as the county's budget became more difficult, they started wanting to charge us $20,000 a year to do it. We worked in unison with Sylvania Township to come up with our own joint prisoner transportation system, and we've been doing that for the last few years at a cost of $5,325. However, with that experience, Sylvania Township has determined that a more accurate cost for the number of prisoners we have on an annual basis is $8,184. Chief Rodas has reviewed those numbers and is in agreement with those numbers, and we recommend this contract with you rather than going back to the $20,000 or so for Lucas County. This is a more efficient service for us, and the number is lower also because we have video arraignment that Judge Ramey takes advantage of, but we still need to transport some prisoners back and forth. Chief, would you like to say anything further about this?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think you said quite nicely. Prior to 2009, the county used to transport all our prisoners for us. We entered into an agreement back in 2009 with Sylvania Township. We went for a couple of years with that. We terminated the contract in 2011 briefly for a couple of years, and now we've determined that we just should go back and have a contract with the township. They had a prisoner transportation van. They had the officers to commit to this, and it would be my recommendation to enter into the agreement for council.
With that, safety chairman, Mrs. Westphal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 81-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only, authorizing the mayor and director of finance of the city of Sylvania to enter into an agreement with Sylvania Township for transporting prisoners to and from Sylvania Municipal Court from the Lucas County Jail, appropriating funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 81-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 81-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 81-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 81-2013 is approved. Agenda item 8, proposed ordinance 82-2013. And we should have had the Flower Hospital, at least their facilities people stay. This is a proposal from them to put new banners up in place of their old centennial celebration banners that are on Haroon Road and parts of Monroe Street. They gave us these banners, which are printed in your council packets. This is not something that the city council has to approve. I mean, we can't have every business wanting to put up banners on the street. We felt it was appropriate when they had their century celebration those banners stayed up a little longer than originally approved. I can't remember whether that's the one we came back with, or it was Lord's College at the time that came back and we extended theirs. I think this is an appropriate thing. They are our largest employer in town. These will help show the way for patients and visitors to find the hospital. They're very colorful. Banners look very good on there rather than just having barren street poles, but you are under no obligation to approve these. Mrs. Capellini?
I'm wondering if we could refer this to committee for further discussion?
I'm sure you can, yes.
To the Zoning and Annexation Committee to talk about, since that's where we talk about signs.
That sounds appropriate. We did, they did follow the requirement that their corporate name not appear larger than a certain size on there. This is comparable to what you've been getting downtown on those banners. So are they advertising or aren't they? Well, they're nice, colorful signs, and they are given credit on.
Mr. Mayor, maybe it would be appropriate for us to talk about bigger policy issue about banners, and because I don't think I want to write a banner in downtown, for example. So, and ProMedica is definitely different. They are our largest employer.
And they're also a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And they're kind of the same as Lord's University.
But why don't we refer this and we'll have a meeting and talk about it? There's no, is there a time problem?
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem.
Not the more, they did not interfere.
And they didn't even stay, so.
Well, maybe that's because they thought it was a rubber stamp too. But I think a broader, maybe a broader policy issue is worth thinking about.
And in addition to that, these look different than the ones we've seen from ProMedica before, almost to the point of looking like advertising, actually. So I think we should have some discussion about the visual standards that we would expect from anybody, not just ProMedica.
Yeah, and I think it's worth talking about.
You know, typically we see artwork on banners, not photographs, and I'm not sure how these are going to read. This is a different approach, but there is an awful lot of color in them, I'll say that. All right, I think that just takes a motion to refer to the Zoning and Annexation Committee.
So moved. Second.
Been moved and seconded to refer ordinance 82-2013 and the proposed Flower Hospital banners to the Zoning and Annexation Committee. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Mayor, is this an appropriate time to schedule that?
Sure. Let's do, go ahead and do that.
Could we do an 8 o'clock in the, let's see, who's on Zoning and Annexation? You are. I am.
Mark.
I'm not here next week.
Okay. I could do later this week. Hey, do you have a morning? I assume you're going to be busy tomorrow and Wednesday, so.
Well, busy tomorrow and.
Hopefully Wednesday, yeah. Sleeping, all right. Or would you rather, we could put it this off till you get back, too.
Well, that would be after the next meeting.
Yeah.
I hate to slow it down. Can we defer this for a bit?
Sure.
Because I need to check.
All right.
Why don't we come back to it when we get to.
When we do 15.
15.
Yeah, we'll add this to, as 16B, maybe.
Yep. I'll go ahead and put it out there so I don't forget. Okay, back to our agenda then. We are now up to agenda item 9. This is to raise our water rates to absorb the increase in cost that we've read about in the media coming from the city of Toledo. These are not increasing our share of bill or keeping our percentage of the bill. The actual dollars that we are adding to the bill are pass-through dollars from the city of Toledo. We're not increasing our dollar amount of the bill at all. I did get in the mayor's office last Friday an official letter from their utilities department, which I passed on to Mr. Aller, but he had been made aware of these rates prior. Mr. Aller, any comments you'd like to make?
No, as you indicated, Mr. Mayor, we've taken a look at our water budget for the past several years and what we anticipate in the future. At this stage, we don't anticipate needing any water rate increases on the portion of our water rates that we utilize for our operations. But we do need to cover the additional cost from the city of Toledo based on their planned increases over the next 4 years. So that would be what I recommend bringing to the committee.
And this is to be referred to the Utilities Committee, Mr. Brown, for your review. The administration's recommendation is to probably do this through 3 years, not through 2018, but give us some flexibility. We'll see how it's working out, see whether we need to add some expense into it or not. But they have set a five, it's through 2018, increases every year. And we do have those quantified. They're not in here, but you'll see in your committee what those rates are going to be and what the increases each year are.
Would it be appropriate to set that meeting now?
Sure, unless you want to. It's on the agenda to set it now.
A suggestion that we would schedule a meeting for 6 o'clock on November 18th prior to the 7 o'clock public hearing. Or, Kevin, do you think if we schedule it for 6, would half an hour be enough?
I think a half hour.
Okay, well, we'll schedule it for 6:30 on the 18th prior to the public hearing at 7 o'clock.
What public hearing do we have at 7 o'clock? Because I don't have the
RV. It's 5.
RVs and boats.
If I could request the same information that we had when we reviewed this, I believe like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, I talked to Toby about it a little bit. Just some comparisons and, you know, where we stand.
Okay. I'll have the clerk post that meeting time. Why don't we have a motion referring this issue to the Utilities Committee?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's officially in your committee, Mr. Brown. Agenda item 10. Every year we have the opportunity to apply for Ohio Public Work Commission grants. Those are managed through the District Integrating Committee that I'm a member of that sets the criteria and scoring sheet for the competition of our grant requests with other communities. In the past, Sylvania's done pretty well with this. Some communities have done better, some have not done as well. Mr. Aller has brought a new perspective to our grant writing, and he's been quite successful with it. And he has been studying possible projects and funding levels for the past month or two and is back to us with his recommendation on this grant. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, each year, the communities that are in District 12 submit applications. And District 12 is a very uniform scoring mechanism. There are about 15 different items that you score points depending on the type of project, how much money you request, how much money you're putting into the project, things like that. Because of that, I take a look at several different scenarios. Projects, if they stood alone, putting two projects together, putting three projects together, mixing another one in, and take a look at how they score and compare that against how projects have scored in the past. The Arbor Sanitary Sewer Project, as you know, is a project that we plan to assess, a project requested by the adjacent property owners, and they understand that they're going to be assessed for that cost. Because of that being assessed, if we throw that into our project mix, it jumps our score for the OPWC application. So it makes a lot of sense to include that project into the OPWC application and be able to receive funding for the other two projects that I've ultimately decided to group together. So what we've done is the Arbor Sanitary Sewer Project is a total cost of about $325,000. And we'll be assessing, and that's another, we took at different levels of assessments. We'll actually be assessing about 56% of that cost, or $225,000. That 56% is the total cost of the project when you combine the three together. So we'll be assessing about almost $226,000 on that project, and then requesting about $99,000 in grant funds. The Cadet Drive water main replacement, Cadet Drive is the drive behind McDonald's and Boston Market. That project, that water main has broken several times in the last few years. And when that occurs, we knock two restaurant buildings out of service, a large part of the neighborhood back in there, as well as the orthodontics office that's on the corner. So those are, you know, two restaurants and an orthodontics office are not entities that you want to have without officers. That's a high impact replacement that we recommend moving forward with. That project is the total cost of that is $216,000, and we're beginning approximately almost $117,000 in grant funds for that project if we're successful. And lastly is the Forest Gate Court project. There are short cul-de-sacs that go off of Ravine Drive, I believe it is. They are concrete construction. They are in very poor shape. They all rank as some of our worst streets. And getting a project like that funded by itself is next to impossible. But again, by being able to group with the Arborway Sanitary Sewer Project, it enabled us to obtain funding for that project. The total cost for that project is $155,000, and we'll be receiving, if we're successful, approximately $84,000 for that project. So if you take a look at the total cost of what I'm proposing, the total cost of all three projects is $696,000. We'll be assessing almost $226,000 of that. And if we're successful with the OPWC grant, which I'm comfortable that we will be, we'll receive $300,000 from that. So that leaves a cost of $170,280 that the city will actually come out of city funds. So we'll get $696,000 worth of project for about $170,000 worth of funds. $99,000 of that will come out of our water funds, and $71,000 will come out of capital funds. And that is the combination of projects that I would recommend.
Grantsmanship is a great part of this. There is a scoring sheet that's modified every 2 years or so by the District Integrating Committee, and there's maneuvering between the large communities and smaller communities trying to skew the best scores towards them. Mr. Aller has studied that. He's familiar with it. I've seen him at meetings of the DIC that I attend for several years, and we're very fortunate to have him take such a creative look at this process. And I encourage your authorization of this application by passing Resolution 16-2013. And I'd probably go to Mr. Milner on this.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 16-2013. All members of council previously receiving copies, I read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and director of finance to file a grant application with the Ohio Public Works Commission for the Arbor Way Sanitary Sewer Project, the Cadet Drive Water Main Replacement Project, and the Forest Gate Street Reconstruction Project, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 16-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, Resolution Number 16-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 16-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 16-2013 is approved. When we went through the budget in the earlier Finance Committee meeting, these projects are built into the budget. Mr. Aller, any idea what the DIC's schedule for review and approval is?
Applications are due November 13th. The scoring committee meets the first week of December, and then the DIC committee meeting, I believe, is that second week of December, which we'll find out at that meeting if we're successful.
Okay, I don't think that meeting's been scheduled. It's not on my calendar yet, but that sounds like the real schedule.
I have the letter that I just received from the county engineer's office on the schedule, and I'm pretty sure it's the second week.
Very good. Thank you. All right, let's turn to page 2 of our agenda. Agenda item 11, 12, and 13 are all resolutions appointing or reappointing three individuals as council representatives on the Sage Art Board, on the Zoning Board of Zoning Appeals, and on your CRA areas 1, 6, and 8. Mr. Lukey, I'll look to you for the first one, and then I'll share the wealth.
Yes, certainly. And the first two, even though I'll only read the first one, are reappointments. The Community Relations Committee typically will not do a community-wide solicitation for interest if the existing member of the committee being appointed to wants to be reappointed, and that's the case with George France. Therefore, I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 17, 2013. Copies have been made available previously to members of council, so I'll read by title only. Reappointing George France to the Board of Trustees of the Sylvania Area Joint Recreation District, or SAGEARD, for a 3-year term to expire on December 31st, 2016, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 17, 2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Resolution Number 17, 2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 17, 2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 17, 2013 is approved. Mr. Hanum, would you like to read the one for the Board of Zoning Appeals?
Sure.
Agenda item 12, Resolution 18.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of Resolution Number 18-2013. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Reappointing Norman R. Ladd to the Zoning Board of Appeals for a 3-year term expiring December 31, 2016, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Thanks. It's been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 18-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, I move final passage of Resolution Number 18-2013.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 18-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 18-2013 is approved. Finally, Agenda Item 13, which is Resolution 19-2013, appointing Greg Feller as the City Council's representative to the Housing Councils. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution Number 19-2013. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Appointing Greg Feller as City Council's representative to the Housing Councils for Community Reinvestment Area Numbers 1, 6, and 8 for a 3-year term expiring December 31st, 2016, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Resolution Number 19-2013 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 19-2013.
Second. Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 19-2013 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and Resolution 19-2013 is approved. It's good to have good appointees to all those volunteer positions. Agenda item 14, Clerk of Council has brought to us the initial questions about our council schedule next year. As you know, the charter requires this council to meet the first and third Monday nights of every month at 7:30 p.m. with the exception of July and August. You can waive them. That always results in some conflicts with Martin Luther King Day, President's Day, and Labor Day. Some years we go to the Tuesdays, some years we go to the Wednesdays. But once you give the clerk input, she can prepare our council schedule for next year. I'll look back and see what we did this year. We moved the January date on Martin Luther King Day to the Tuesday following. Did the same thing following President's Day. Labor Day, I think you did the same thing.
I'm just looking.
Yes, you went to the Tuesdays each of those three times.
That worked. I think we could do that again.
Sure.
I think if we have a motion directing the clerk to establish those three alternate dates, we can prepare the annual schedule.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Also, we need input as to whether to cancel one of the meetings in July and August. It has been council's tradition to do that. I think that you normally cancel the first meeting in July because it usually conflicts with the 4th of July weekend.
Yep.
And then in August, you have your choice.
What did we do this year? Did we meet in the first?
The third, I think, didn't we?
Yeah, and skip the first and move to the third, have the third meeting in both months. Third month.
I move we do that again.
Yeah, it works.
All right, so the motion, Mrs. Booker, was to cancel the first meeting in each month and have the meeting the second, third Monday of the month, second meeting date. All in favor of that, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, now we're down to agenda item 15. We already have 15A on here, report of the Finance Committee from the 5 o'clock Finance Committee meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met this evening at 5 o'clock to review the 2014 budget, and all members of council were present. And did a nice job of providing an overview of the 2014 budget highlights. There was discussion on several points, specifically looking at the community funds, the Sylvania Historical Village budget, question about when the bonds will be retired, and Toby's to email some information on that. Some information, an adjustment request to the budget for additional funding to go in for engineering for the river trail for a total cost of $90,000. And then there was a motion requesting administration to prepare legislation for approval of the budget. That's my report. So
probably should have a motion to prepare legislation for the approval of the budget for consideration at the next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded, instructing the law director to prepare legislation approving the 2014 budget and have it available at the next meeting. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any further committee reports to be made at this time? If not, we'll move on to agenda item 16, committee referrals. 16A is to set a meeting for the Economic Development Subcommittee. Mr. Luke.
Right, Mr. Mayor. As was referenced in the hearing earlier this evening, Ms. Capellini and I and several members of the administration met with the leadership at Flower on Friday, I believe, to discuss the river trail. It was a good discussion. It strikes me that perhaps all members of council would benefit from having a bit of an overview about that. So I don't envision particularly scheduling a long economic development subcommittee meeting, but ask perhaps Mr. Moen and Mr. Aller to join us to just give a brief 15-20 minute overview of what we discussed and the outcomes there, more than just the headline version that you heard from Mr. Rose, who works for them, not for us. So this is a bold move, Doug, but I wonder if we could schedule that on the same day as the Zoning Annexation Committee discussion of the banners. And you, if we want to set an early date, by any chance, would Wednesday work, Wednesday morning, for folks?
What time is
the 13th?
No, the 6th.
6th.
same meeting. Can we do it at 7:30? I have a 7:30. Oh.
Do you have a 7:30?
I have a 7:30 meeting already.
Savannah Schools is having their finance meeting at 7:30.
Okay. Then we'd have to push it until later in the month for me. I can't speak to Doug's meeting, but...
Well, you're part of that one, too, so...
Yeah, I am. I could actually meet in the afternoon on the 6th as well, if it would help for you to set something up at 4:30, just to get it out of the way.
Tomorrow?
No, the Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday the 6th.
Because, again, that won't be a long discussion, right?
Yeah, I could do the 6th in the afternoon.
At 4:30, maybe?
What time, 4?
4:30.
4:30. Sure.
Well?
Yeah, I could do that.
Are we doing both of them?
No, I don't.
Well, I do. If we're going to do one...
Well, we could. Mary, could you do that?
Can you do that, Mary?
Yes, I could do that.
The afternoon of the 6th.
What about Mr. Moan and Mr. Allen?
I can make it work.
Let me suggest, Doug, that we do the Economic Subcommittee first, because that's everybody, and we could do that briefing, and then those folks who are not interested could leave, and we could finish with the signs.
Okay.
Schedule, but notice them both for...
Let's notice them both for 4:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We like that approach. Sharing, is that, you got that? Economic Development Subcommittee and zoning.
Maybe you ought to do one at 4:30 and one at 4:40 or something. Don't do one top one another. That looks fishy.
Well, it is fishy, but we could do that, yes.
You want to do that? Economic Development at...
At 4:30 and...
And...
Zoning and Annexation at 4:40.
At 4:40.
If that passes the smell test, then that's good.
All right. We'll post those, both of those committee meetings. We covered both 16A and 16B already. Any further committee referrals or committee meetings to be scheduled? We've set several committee meetings this evening, so that's not...
Okay, moving on to added agenda item 17. I'm sure you all read about it in the press, and I brought it along tonight. Principal of Southview marching around the school holding this pyramid structure indicating a international championship by the Southview mock trial team. We usually pass resolutions for state champions. I don't know that we've ever passed one for an international champion, but it seems like we ought to do that. So I would request City Council's direction to prepare a resolution.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded to prepare a resolution for the mock trial team. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 18. Mr. Brown, you wanted to talk to us about Asian carp.
Yes.
Information.
Thank you. Last City Council meeting, we passed Resolution 14-2013. Giving our support to do what we, whatever can be done to help stop the Asian carp from getting into the Great Lakes watershed. I made a suggestion, I tried to get a speaker to come in. I can still do that, but what I have done is done some research, some additional research, and in your council packets are different articles that I found on the subject. And what I'm requesting is that you go through these articles, and if additional information is required or you would like to have a speaker come in, I can have one come in. But I think it would be important to go through the articles first and then let me know if you still want a speaker to come in. I tried to get both sides of the story, tried to get cost, and then I found one other article about overall invasive species. That's why I threw the last article in, so you can see what, you know, the Great Lakes are really up against, and especially Lake Erie, because it's a shallow lake, and it's really susceptible to invasion, because it is a very productive lake when it comes to fish, because of the environment. So I ask you all to read through the articles. If you have any additional information, and I can possibly, I know I can get a speaker to come in, but before I do that, I would like you to let me know if you have any further questions once you read through these articles. I think they're pretty comprehensive. One is pretty scientific, you might want to gloss over that one. But I think we made the right decision. And as I was thinking about this and putting this all together, it kept on going through my mind that I don't know of any sports fishermen that are willing to pay hundreds of dollars to come into an area to catch carp. And I think that's why I think it's so important that we keep, do whatever we can to keep the Asian carp out of the watershed. I wish we would have done the same thing when it came to the emerald ash borer, because we all know what that cost us. So those are my comments. Let me know how you feel about it. And I talked to some people down at FEMA-COG, and they are willing to come in and give a presentation if required.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Moving on to added agenda item 19. Mrs. Huston wanted to talk about the Scat-tacular.
I just wanted to remind you all that it's Wednesday, November 13th. That's next week. And I do have a couple places at my table if you would like to join Katie and Mike and the mayor and Leslie and myself. We would love to have you. We'll treat you well. And I'd like to fill the table. So I know some of you are not available, and I can appreciate that. That happens to me, too. But it's the big fundraiser for SCAT. And the time is 7:30 to 8:30. And we promise to have you out of there promptly. And if you're interested, you can give me a call or just call SCAT directly. We are still selling the raffle tickets as well, and I would love to see you all that are in town there.
And you said you treat us nice. That
I promise to, yes, I promise we won't bully you because that's against SCAT.
All right. Thank you. All right, we now have added agenda item 20 would be an executive session to discuss the sale or purchase of property. In order to do that, we need to make a motion to go into executive session. And, excuse me, committee of the whole executive session. I need a motion to that effect. Mrs. Capolini, you want to make it since you called for it.
So moved. I wonder if these students need something signed before I signed the motion.
Okay.
Second.
And moved and seconded to go into committee of the whole executive session. The clerk needs to call the roll for this.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mrs. Capolini?
Yes.
Mr. Hanum?
Yes.
Mrs. Hussman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Milner?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
All right, the vote 7-0. We'll take like 2 minutes off out to let the students and the rest of you clear the room. This is an executive session called by Mrs. Capolini discussed the sale or purchase of property. I don't think any action is going to take place following the executive session. This is just to review a possible property exchange or transaction. So we'll come out of session and then we'll just adjourn for the evening more than likely. Thank you all for attending. And with everyone's permission, I'd like the assistant law director to stay, future law director. She certainly should be here. To come out of executive session and go and maybe the whole and go back to open session to council. Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mrs. Capolini?
Yes.
Yes.
Mrs. Capalini?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Hanem?
Yes.
Mrs. Husman?
Yes.
Mr. Lukey?
Yes.
Mr. Milner?
Yes.
Mrs. Westphal?
Yes.
Vote is 7-0 to come out of executive session committee of the whole. Mr. Sanford's going to check the lobby to see if anybody's here to come back in. All right, we are now back to this open session of council. We are executive session, there were no decisions made in executive session and no actions to take at this time as a result of the executive session. That brings us to the end of our agenda. Again, I refer you to the informational items, particularly the Flower Hospital certificate. Notice that we did have all the neighbors on there. Mr. Ike was listed on there, even though his name did not appear. He did not show up tonight. We have Mr. Brown's Asian carp information and then Mr. Sawyer's income tax report showing us up 5.04% through the first 10 months of the year, which is a very good sign. I'm much happy to be there rather than Oregon is losing income tax. That might have to do with the refinery and work going on with the refinery, I'm not sure. We're fortunate to be on the positive side here.
I actually think refinery employment is up.
Okay, well then there's something else going on over there.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Okay, seconded to adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried, and we stand adjourned until our next regularly scheduled meeting 2 weeks from tonight on Monday, November 18th at 7:30 p.m.